We're going to talk some more about delegates now, and we're going to Tad Devine, Democratic strategist who is not affiliated with either of the current campaigns. And Mr. Devine is an expert on the Democratic Party's elaborate delegate system. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
You have argued that that the superdelegates in particular should not be stating their allegiances so early in the campaign, that that's not the role of the superdelegates. Why not?
Well, I think one of the functions, and there are many, you know, certainly they're elected to be, they're unpledged, they're not elected, they're free to exercise their own judgment. But one of the functions when they were contemplated was that we'd have a mechanism that could coalesce behind a nominee who had demonstrated strength in the nominating process. And I think this year in particular, where we have two strong candidates, each of whom has brought out tremendous turnout, that the very best thing they could do for the Democratic Party and for the prospects of whoever is the nominee in November is to let the voters decide this. And when the voters have made their verdict clear, I think for the superdelegates to then support the candidate who has moved ahead decisively in the nominating process is the right thing to do and will give us the strongest nominee in November.
Do you think we're looking at a scenario where you could have a different result if you look at the popular vote and the delegate count, that those two things might not line up ultimately?
It certainly could, and that may happen today in Texas, which has a very unique system and allows delegates to be picked not only on the basis of the primary result, but also in a separate caucus process. So we may see it today in Texas.
But nationwide, I mean.
Yeah, and nationwide it indeed could happen. I mean, particularly Senator Clinton has demonstrated strength in some of the biggest states. Senator Obama has organized very effectively in some smaller caucus states and have run up delegate margins as a result. So it might be that he winds up with the most pledged delegates and she winds up with the most votes in places where you count votes, which tend to be primaries.
Does anything about the way this is working out this year make you think, you know, something is wrong with the way we've structured this system? We've got to rethink it.
I think after, you know, 20 or 30 years, which has been about the time since we've fundamentally changed the nominating process, it's time to take a look at it again. But, you know, the true test of a nominating process, I think, is not what happens during the process, but what happens in November. If we produce a strong nominee and that candidate wins the presidency, it's going to be a completely different look than if we produce a nominee who winds up losing.
Okay, Tad Devine, thanks so much.
Okay.
That's Democratic strategist Tad Devine speaking with us from Virginia.